Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Aggie, good afternoon.
Hello, Ray.
Singer number 3 in this year's Eurosong finalists. Congratulations on getting to the final 6.
Thank you very much, yes.
That is an achievement in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm back again.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. You've been here before.
Yeah, not my first time in the rodeo.
Yeah. So 2023.
Yeah.
So what happened there?
I mean, it was a great experience. It's a very short kind of, it's a month is kind of what I felt it was. It was a crazy month, lots was happening, it was really exciting. So I really, really enjoyed it. Definitely was a great experience and yeah, took a lot from it. I don't think after the show, I don't know, it'd be in my cards to maybe come back and do it again. But 2 years later and yeah, here I am.
Here you are, yes. Yeah. So Wild Youth represented us that year, right? So what have you done in the intervening 2 years?
I mean, so after Eurosong, I remember it's such a, you know, electric time and then there's a bit of a, it's very quiet afterwards. It all kind of like fades down, but I did a bit of traveling, so I traveled around for a while, and then I eventually kind of made my way back to London. And I think for a while I kind of took a break from music and kind of got sucked into other things. But just, you know, as a songwriter, as an artist, musician, you can't really hang up your boots with something that you love so much. And eventually I just kind of came back to writing again. But it's interesting because over the last year, the music that I've written, I feel is some of the best music that I've ever wrote. So this year I'm planning to release an album. I've never released an album. I've always released singles and, you know, collaborated with different artists on music. But yeah, the music I've written at the moment, it's my best work that I think anyway.
You've matured.
I've matured. That's it. Yeah. We grow. Yeah. And then one of the tracks is Flavor of What's Come, the album. But it's also the one that I'm taking to your song.
So, co-written by...
Well, it was written
produced by,
that's it. Actually, well, it was kind of co-written with my sister. So we wrote the song in Donegal. She plays the fiddle. So we kind of had a little jam session and we just sat and kind of very organically wrote the song.
Her name is Jenny.
Her name's Jenny.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's going to join me as well on the Eurosong stage.
Which is great. And the person I was talking about produced it is Ivan...
Klimenko.
And he produced the Ukrainian song in 2022, Kalush Stefania. Which won?
Yeah. He's brilliant. He's absolutely amazing. I was a big fan of that song.
Is it Stefania or Stefania?
I think it's Stefania.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that song wasn't kind of related to how it came, you know, about us working together. I was actually watching, because we had the demo written, Run to the Night. We wrote the demo. And we kind of sat on it. And then I was watching Eurovision 24. And there was my favorite performance. Well, I absolutely love Bambi's, but my favorite performance on the show was Ukraine's. They had Mama Teresa. I just loved the song, the way that it was produced. I remember I was so mesmerized by it. And I thought to myself, whoever produced that track would be perfect for Run to the Night. So I did a little bit of research, found out it was Ivan Klimenko. And I sent him the demo. Never really, you know, you're really like... hoping, you know, wishing, you never know what will happen kind of thing when you send someone, you know, just a DM over Instagram. But he replied, listened to it, he really liked the song and he was happy to work on it. So he did, yeah, so it was great.
And he has done in the past, he has taken ethnic sounds and sort of fused them with modern dance sounds, and that's what you're doing as well.
Yeah, so I've worked with loads of producers before in the past, but this song was really, it's really unique, I think, because, you know, my kind of music is... pop, it's EDM, it's very contemporary, but there's a very strong kind of Celtic influence in this track.
I think Jenny's fiddle.
I think it's also like it resonates in like the tone and the lyrics, and there's something very kind of homely and organic about it.
And am I imagining, or is there a drum sound that sounds like a Bowron in it?
Do you know what? I don't know if it is the Bowron, but it's got that Bowron beat.
Yes.
It does, yeah. And actually, I never thought about it, but it really does have that Bowron beat. Yeah. I think that was, yeah, it's a good point.
No,
well done, Ray. Let me write that one down for the next thing.
I'm probably imagining.
I think that's what I meant, is there just was an influence there that we wanted to hold on to. And when I heard what he did with Mama Teresa and then with
Stephanie,
I knew that he would know how to keep our sound, but make it come alive.
Now, the performance is important and the staging more and more important each year. So what have you got planned if you get to represent Ireland in the Eurovision?
Well, I will say, like, for me, it's definitely an advantage having done it before, because it's one of those experiences you can't really imagine, you know, what it's like, especially if you've never done anything like it before. So I know what I'm getting myself into. So, yeah, there's a lot more consideration going into the staging this time. We don't want to say too much, but it's definitely going to be me and my sister. So we'll both be performing the track.
And a Bower own player.
And now possibly a better run player, yeah, of course.
Okay, we play it for them. And listen,
yeah.
Maybe, hopefully, I'm not imagining. There is something that sounds like a baron in here. So it's song number 3, Adgy, ADGY, Run Into the Night. Mm-hmm.
Sparking up again, no igniter, getting higher. While the whispers round, you're the only thing around me. Tell me that you feel the same way as me when I hear your name. Trying not to fall again, with you I can barely stand. Say that you will always wait there at the end of the day. When you see it's always me, I see heaven and I say, you make me feel like I can fly.
There you go. Run to the Night, Adgy, song number 3 of the 6 Eurosong finalists, and all 6 will appear on the Late Late Show Eurosong special on February the 7th. So what do you do and Jenny do in the lead up now over the next couple of weeks?
Practice, pretty much. It's just rinse and repeat at this stage. There's a lot of planning, obviously, with like costume, clothes, and but it was announced today, so today's the first time that, you know, my phone's like blowing up and all these things are popping up. So yeah, today will be the reaction day and see what everyone says. But it's just, yeah.
And this is a word that my daughter uses a lot. What's your aesthetic? What's the look going to be?
I think we've got a very clear aesthetic this year. Like, the words we're kind of throwing in there is sort of celestial, ethereal.
Right.
Yeah, I think, I don't know why, but like the movie Dune, the clothing in Dune, theme is kind of like a lot. Yeah, it just kind of feels kind of organic and natural to the sound as well.
Yeah, yeah. And a lovely Irish, there's a lovely Irish feel to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So well done, Jenny.
Yeah, well done, Jenny.
And the thing coming back for the second time, how do you feel about that? You know, because I suppose it's rejection the first time, isn't it?
Yeah,
in a way, you know, it's.
I think it's. Do you know what it is? It's like it'll make you or break you. Like, it is rejection. You take the punch. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But then I think what I've realized too is when you put yourself in a platform and you put yourself in a platform to be criticized, to be critiqued, to be judged, and you're sitting there and you're taking it, it can either kind of give you a thicker skin or it can just knock you back. And I think I definitely grew as a person since then. I think it just gave me a thicker skin. Like, I love the music I have and I'll put it out there, but I recognize this is also just a great platform to put it out more and to get more people to listen.
It's a shop window, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, like, you know, obviously it'd be amazing to get it to Eurovision, but even if it is just your song, the album's still going to come out and hopefully a few more people will get to listen to it through this experience. So,
and enjoy the whole experience.
Absolutely.
Good to see you, Aggie, spelt A-D-G-Y, and the song Run to the Night, song 3. Thanks, Aggie. Thank you.